From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Incumbent Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner Monday of last week's election rerun with just over 98% of the vote, despite an opposition boycott. Turnout for Thursday's poll just under 39%. Mr. Kenyatta said this was a revalidation of the general will of the people, but he conceded the result may face a constitutional challenge.
My victory today is just part of a process that is likely to once again be subjected to a constitutional test through our courts. And as I have demonstrated repeatedly, I will submit to this constitutional path, no matter its outcomes.
While Kenyatta supporters celebrated, small protests broke out in opposition strongholds. In Kisumu, Simon Okoth said the election was stolen.
We are tired of this regime. Every now and then, if we went to election, we are the election is stolen.
Opposition leader Raila Odinga dropped out of the race, saying the Election Commission was unable to conduct a transparent vote. The October ballot was a rerun of the August 8 election, in which Mr. Kenyatta was declared winner, but the result annulled by the Supreme Court. Dutch-Ethiopian national Eshetu Alemu, a former Ethiopian soldier, went on trial in The Hague Monday for the incarceration, torture, and murder of opponents to former Ethiopian leader Mengistu Haile Mariam in the 1970s. An alleged victim is Serak Aswa.
This gentleman and the regime that he was working for made my country a victim until today.
Alemu stands accused of ordering the execution of 75 people in 1978 and the inhumane treatment of dozens more. He's denied any wrongdoing. This is VOA News.